Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Thursday, Thirsty Thursday, and I'm your host, Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
And the date is November
21st.
November 21st, can you believe?
I can.
Yeah, and flying by.
This year has flown by.
A week from Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I know this is a pretty tragic week for a lot of people for a lot of reasons,
yes,
including your brother passing, and of course, Haley's birthday, right? So, but a lot of people in the world are hurting and all that. And our prayers go out to everybody. We hope everybody is just as happy as they've ever been in their life, right?
Of course,
and
yes.
And that's what we wish for y'all always.
The holidays are hard for so many people for so many reasons.
Yeah.
You know, so reach out to people that you know that are alone.
The holidays are hard for me because I don't want to be around the family I have to be around.
I get it.
I'm just teasing, Mama. And you know I want to see you, Mama.
You see her often.
I know. I want to see you too, Dad.
You see him very often, too.
I'm not so sure about, it is what it is. So, let's get down to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
All right.
Ladies first, my dear.
Ladies first. We're going to start off in Oregon.
Oregon. Their football team's kicking ass this year, by the way.
Well,
I know you don't care about that.
Two high school teachers need their ass kicked.
Oh, God. We're doing teachers again?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody messaged me today. Oh, you saw it, I think, about they don't give teachers psych evals.
Somebody sent that message out this morning asking, you know, why can't they do psych evals? And then at sixth grade, do psych evals on students. And I responded to it.
On the student shit. Because they're still, their brains are still developing shit like that. But, you know, I had never thought about that. But look, you got to be a cop. You got to get a psych evaluation. And you got to be a teacher. Maybe you should have to get one.
Well, maybe you should have to get one. But some people I know that very well would not do well on a psych evaluation. Yeah, it would never hurt a child either.
Well, you know what we'll just go ahead and lay this one
out.
At one point, it's many, many, many years ago, and this is funny as fuck. Actually, I have a couple, and I'll just do them real quick.
Okay.
The first time I took a psych evaluation was for Southeastern Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, and they give you this big, long fucking test, hours. And it's pretty much asked the same question a lot of different ways, a lot of the same questions,
mm-hmm.
same in just different formats. And so I'm like, I know I'm fucking crazy, right? But
you also know you're smart.
I want to pass this test. And so I say, I'm going to answer this test like I think they would want a cop to answer it,
mm-hmm.
right? So I did. I lied. And I went there, and I just was playing, you know, like, do you sometimes read instruction manuals? Well, fuck no. I never read one in my life. But do you like to put stuff together? And no, I don't. I'm not very mechanically inclined, but I figure cops are mechanically inclined. So, yeah, I just lied on the whole fucking thing. But now I had already been with Southeastern PD for several months.
Yeah.
So they knew me. I was working. I was on 10-8 on duty before I got the psych eval.
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain Harold Todd, who's retired from the Louisiana State Police, called me in, and he was second only to the chief. And he said, sit down, Woody. I sat down. He said, I got your psych evaluation back. I said, and he said, if we didn't know you, and you hadn't been working for us already, and know what kind of officer you were, we'd have to fire you. I said, well, what happened? He said, you're the first person in the history of the psych evaluation test to come back with a zero. He said, so many points to the negative, you fail. So many points to the positive, you pass. He said, you came back with a zero.
You negated each side.
And I guess I did. And so the next one I had to take was for Livingston. I just went in there and told like a truth and I passed.
Of course.
But now I had to take another one for another situation when we won't get into the personal details of it. And there was like several other people that had to take it besides me. And I really wasn't the main character involved in this whole fucking thing. And the doctor brings them all back in the room. This is some legal bullshit. It brings them all back in the room. I'm like the last wheel. I have no personal, really. I mean, I had personal involvement in it, but not the kind of shit that was being accused or whatever. And this motherfucker goes on these two people and said, well, you got this and you got that. Da, da, da. And I think he's done. And then he says, but the person in this room who's really crazy, I'm paraphrasing, who's really crazy as fuck, is Woody. he said he's got this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And then I was like, okay, fuck you too, motherfucker. Right? And that's the truth.
It is the God-honest truth.
I wasn't even involved in the shit. I'm like, I mean, I was kind of a witness to stuff, but they wanted me to take the psych eval too, I guess because of that. And I ended up being the crazy motherfucker. Imagine that.
But would you ever hurt a kid?
Fuck no.
Exactly.
They
know that. That's my point.
My life protecting them. So, but anyway, doesn't matter. That's a story for another day. And we just wasted a whole bunch of true crime time for.
We didn't waste time because it gives people some insight, because part of it was also like, well, we need to evaluate children.
I think those tests are full of shit, by the way.
And, you know, for their emotional and psychological. And all of this is being put on the school system. Everything that parents used to have to do, now it's like, well, why can't the schools do it? Yeah. And that's not fair to a teacher that has 100 students in a day and 50 minutes with those students.
I understand. I still think they should do a better background check on some, I don't know. Now, you know, I can't even say I think they should take psych evals because I think they're shit. And I've had to take a lot of them over the years since then for security clearances, for Louisiana State Police. You know, before they hired me and everything else. And I just went in there and look, if you have to take one, just go in there and answer it. No matter how stupid the question sounds, like, do you sometimes get mad and want to break things? Well, fuck yeah. Everybody does. Answer it truthfully.
Right.
That's my tip for the day.
And one more thing, think of all the cops that you just said have to pass psych evaluations and look what they do. There's good and bad in every profession.
I agree.
So
I still don't think, you know, I don't know. Fuck it. Let's talk about some crime. Get us a true crime time for, I guess you got some bad teachers.
Some bad male teachers were arrested for sexual abuse, and the school's principal and superintendent were placed on administrative leave following the handling of the investigation, or lack of handling of the investigation.
All right.
Eric Stearns, a 46-year-old choir teacher, and Mark Collins, a 64-year-old former math teacher, were both arrested on Tuesday, November 12th. Stearns currently teaches at St. Helens High School, while Collins retired after working there for many years. Their arrest followed a two-month investigation led by St. Helens Police Chief Joseph Hogue. The investigation began after a tip about a TikTok video that suggested Stearns had engaged in inappropriate behavior. Authorities interviewed individuals connected to the video, which led to Collins being implicated in the case.
Yep.
On Wednesday, November 13th, Stearns pleaded not guilty to seven charges related to sexual abuse of six students between 2015 and January 2024.
Oh, he's not going to go ahead and plead guilty right away.
The following day, Collins was charged with two counts of second degree sexual abuse and one count of attempted sexual second degree sexual abuse. He was released on the condition that he avoid contact with minors and the victims in the case.
Yeah, he was released on bond on that condition.
Following their arrest, Chief Hogue noted that many victims had previously reported the incidents to the school district. And in some cases, records of the complaints were found. Several students and parents expressed concern that the school had been aware of the investigation for months, but allowed Stearns to continue teaching.
Doesn't the school have to, aren't they mandatory?
They are mandated reporters.
So it's been reported and they didn't report it.
No.
To the cops.
No. But the cops are investigating.
Afterwards, after this,
On November 13th, the school board held a meeting where protesters voiced their frustration over the situation. Yeah. During the meeting, the school board acknowledged that they knew Stearns was under investigation, but had not taken any immediate action. Reports.
Okay, so let me interrupt. Then evidently they did report it under the mandatory reporting, and the detectives come out and they're looking at it, and they're not thinking, they didn't have a smoking gun yet.
No, they were reporting it based off of this TikTok. They were investigating based off of this TikTok.
And they didn't
mandate report it.
Maybe.
The cops were investigating because of the TikTok.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll keep my mouth shut. Go ahead.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, doesn't that make sense?
I understand what you said makes sense. I also, you can't say that they didn't know about it ahead of time and did a mandatory report, and the cops might not have looked at it and said, but there's nothing to go on here. Talked to one person who denied it, which is common. And then later on, this TikTok comes to light, and now they have something to really dig their teeth into.
Okay.
It could be both ways.
Okay. The district confirmed on Thursday, November 14th, that classes would be canceled for both Thursday and Friday. And during those days, students and parents staged protests outside the school. Brandon Hogan, a parent who is considering transferring his children out of the district, expressed dissatisfaction with how the situation had been handled. If anybody reports this stuff, it was made to feel like it's not a big deal, like they just want it to go away.
Yeah, said they reported and they either didn't have enough to go on, or they were like,
yeah,
we don't have enough to go on.
On Friday afternoon, the district announced that the principal, Dr. Katie Wagner, was placed on paid administrative leave. The same day, Ryan Scholl resigned from his role as board chair, and Trinity Monahan was named vice chair. In the evening, the school board held an additional virtual meeting and voted to place Superintendent Scott Stockwell on paid administrative leave. District spokesperson Stacy Mendoza said in a statement, "We've heard the concerns that have been raised and are committed to transparency and working towards fostering a safe, supportive environment to our students."
Lawyers are lining up, getting ready to sue the fuck out of them. I don't know. They paid administrative leave. That's a fucking vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you call an ape. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the other day, an acute political emergency. They're in oh shit mode. Yeah. Especially because we fucking wrote it down in the past, and they're saying they reported in the past and we didn't take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they took it, because we don't know, it's ambiguous, that they might have called the cops and said, "Hey, a kid said such and such." They might talk to the kid. The kid might have got scared and did whatever. But fuck him. He's a pedophile, chomo, whatever.
Yeah.
And TikTok got his ass. Yeah. And you know what? It isn't over. The paid administrative leave, that's going to go on as long as the investigation goes on. You know, like one case I did, we started out with one victim and ended up with over 40.
Yeah.
Over 20 years.
Yes.
You know?
And so, then how many actually wanted to go to court about it? How many
Not that many.
That's right. Yeah,
because most of them were grown by then.
Right.
And even ones that were still young, their parents didn't want them getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. I don't know. It's how the world turns. It really, really is. Hey, y'all. Let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gaba will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe that includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making. And it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC. But let me give you something we hadn't done in a while. All right, y'all, it's a planes, trains, and automobiles, and this one is definitely automobile. Now, Sin, I know you love to have you some shit delivered at the house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Whether it's Walmart delivery, Amazon delivery, whatever delivery, any kind of delivery in the world.
You love some DoorDash. You love... Let's go.
I gotta fuck with you, you know that. But anyway... This is a fucked up story. So a guy named London Best, who is 24, is charged in connection with the death of Sandra Fitz, who was killed while crossing the street.
Okay.
So naturally, he got hit by a vehicle, mm-hmm. right? But let me tell you what kind of vehicle. But the 79-year-old Georgia woman is dead after an Amazon delivery driver struck and killed her, and then he continued on this delivery.
Okay.
He might have come and delivered your shit. So I ain't throwing shade on Amazon delivery people. Those people are great. We've had some issues over the years, but not killing people. But London Best, 24, of Alpharetta, was arrested on Tuesday, November the 12th, and charged with first degree vehicular homicide and hit and run, resulting in the death. And this is in connection with Sandra Fitz's death and the Cherokee Sheriff's Office. The sheriff's offices said this. So Fitz had just visited a loved one's gravesite.
Jeez.
Right? And was crossing the street when she was hit and killed. And this is according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and WSB-TV and WSAZ-3, which two of those we've had recent news mm-hmm. coverage on Justice for Haley.
That's right.
Out of the Atlanta area, which mm-hmm. is where Haley lives. So that's all coming out. But anyway, she was visiting her loved one, crossed the street, gets run over by Amazon, motherfucking Prime delivery, whatever they call it. So on the night of November 12th, at around 6:30 p.m. local time, deputies responded to a report of hit and run accident involving Pitts, right? On Cumming Highway near Jordan Lane. Now, the deputies who got to the scene found evidence that the vehicle involved in the crash was possibly an Amazon delivery truck. Kind of hard to fucking miss that.
Right.
And I don't care what time of the day it is, somebody saw something mm-hmm. or you got a camera that saw, right?
Right.
So a deputy had spotted an Amazon truck turned down Bishop Drive when he was hauling ass to respond to the accident, right? And he called for assistance to the area to search for the vehicle. Now, a Camden police officer located an Amazon truck on Bishop Drive with damage consistent with the evidence located at the accident scene, which means pieces of the truck are left either in or on or around Ms. Pitts. So the investigation revealed that the Amazon truck in question was the vehicle that struck the pedestrian, the statement noted. Best, the driver of the vehicle, was arrested and charged, like I told you, with the connection with the hit and run. Had he not left the scene, the charges would be different. He likely wouldn't have felonies, Captain Jay Baker, the Cherokee Sheriff's Office, said. Additional charges were filed against Bess after investigators got a search warrant for the van he was driving and found, you know what it is, narcotics.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, it was on delivery driver.
Right. What better way to transport your...
I guess it makes your day go by faster.
I mean...
That's why your packages get fucked up.
Well, I was going to say one of the Amazon drivers that used to bring our stuff to Ruth Lee. Uh-huh. She would drive up in this big old white van and have her loud music on. I promise you, smoke came out the doors when she opened it.
We're not throwing shade. A lot of people smoke weed and not throwing shade on Amazon in particular. Amazon in particular. But this dude, got new charges of possession of marijuana and possession of Schedule I narcotic THC wax, which is, okay, so most people don't even know about that.
Mm-mm.
When they take all the byproducts besides the flower and they can, like the stems and all that shit, mm-hmm. and they can cook them down and extract the THC from those and they cook it, they make it what's called wax. And that's what they use, like the wax butter, to put in food edibles.
Oh.
Okay. So, Bess, of course, fuck him. He's being held without bond, blah, blah, blah. And a spokesperson for Amazon said Bess will not be able to perform any more deliveries for the company pending the outcome of the investigation. Bess be fucking fired.
Yeah.
And that's according to Fox 5 out of Atlanta, who did a story recently. Y'all go look on our social media about Justice for Haley. So Amazon Prime, you know, they'd be hiring all kinds of motherfuckers this time of year.
It's a
busy time of the year to do it and whatever. And
I mean, he can do whatever he wants on his own time.
I do love the fact that you can order shit and get it in like 2 days now.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I come old school. I come for you didn't have a motherfucking microwave, much less cable TV or anything. And we had a Sears and Roebuck catalog. It might take 6 fucking weeks to get something in.
Oh, but that was so amazing, that catalog. I love
my Sears and Roebuck catalog.
I loved it, too.
But my mama didn't know. You know, she thought I still believed in Santa Claus and shit. Mm-hmm. And so we had, it was big thing. It was like kid porn, not kid porn. That's a bad word. It was like, well, it's something the kid wants to see. Because I'd get in that toy section in that Sears and Roebuck catalog, and I'd spend hours and hours reading the descriptions and circling what I wanted from Santa Claus. They didn't have any delivery service. You had to go to Sears and fucking Roebuck and pick up the boxes, mm-hmm. right? Well, little Woody was smart. And he knew where mama hid all the boxes in her closet. And when she went home, he didn't open the boxes. He'd go get the numbers off the boxes and match it to the item number that was in the Sears and Roebuck catalog. I'd be like, yes, yes.
That is I got smart my present. Detective I got work. My present.
Anyway, that's all on that. You bless us with another story.
Well, you used the word chomo earlier, and it reminded me of another story. Do you remember there's been several movies over the years of like younger looking cops going back to high school, pretending to be students.
And I never watched, but I know you're talking about like Jump Street 21.
Stuff like that. Well, this 27-year-old Nebraska man just thought that he was going to go to school and pretend like he was a high school student.
We've done a lot of stories on this. Mm-hmm. They did. It happened here in Louisiana. This girl, she was Hispanic. She went in, she was above age, but she acted like she was underage. Mm-hmm. But she didn't go in and fuck anybody or anything, but they bust her for it. And I was like, I bet you all she was trying to do is learn English. And
probably.
That's what it was. She was trying to get the education.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
This guy, 27, posed as a 17-year-old for nearly 2 months.
Okay.
And he will spend several decades in prison. So a Lancaster County judge sentenced Zachary Scheich to between 85 and 120 years in prison after Lancaster County attorneys argued that he had posed as a teenager in high school in order to gain access to and exploit underage girls. Scheich pleaded no contest to several felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault, attempted first-degree sexual assault, generation of child pornography, age 19 or over, and child enticement with electronic communication.
All right.
So it was reportedly, Lancaster County District Judge Darla Idias reportedly called Scheich a significant risk to the community in court and said, the court concludes that the risk is substantial, that absent a lengthy period of incarceration, you will prey upon others. He won't be eligible for parole for 40 years.
Yeah.
He targeted, groomed, and lured teenage girls on social media under the guise of being their peer, their friend, and in some cases, their boyfriend.
That's classic chomo pedophile behavior. And this dude, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You act like you're 17. We had one story we did where a woman posed as a teenage boy and went into the high school and started a sexual relationship with a girl and wouldn't, whenever they were making out and shit, he wouldn't like let him touch his junk or cause she didn't have junk.
Yeah.
And shit like that. So we've done a bunch of those. Fuck them.
There was a movie where a girl posed as a boy.
Yeah.
It was innocent back in our day.
That was bullshit.
So, but anyway, he was in the school, two different schools over 55 days. And it goes on to explain.
It's hunting grounds for him.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to do this. I don't really do the big national stories, but I've gotten so many comments over the last couple of days, people posting And although we covered Lakeland Riley story,
yeah,
that is, we covered it initially. Jose Ibarra, you know, this week was on trial for actually for killing Riley in Augusta, Georgia, mm-hmm. which is again mm-hmm. where Haley was from, right? So, but I want to tell you all the updates, and then we'll be done with this idiot. Other than prayers for Lakeland Riley, so. Jose is on trial, right? And everybody, they might offer him a plea or something ahead of time. And then they're like, fuck it, I'm not taking it. I'm taking that shit to trial, right?
Right.
We'll roll the dice. And I've seen several times when the trial is going on or a couple of days in, they're like, holy fuck, mm-hmm. This ain't going how I planned it. Then they won't take a plea bargain. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened in this case. Jose's wife reportedly pleaded with him for answers about Lakeland's murder during a jailhouse phone call, mm-hmm. which was recorded in May. Now, this was played in court. And Jose Ibarra is charged with the murder, among other offenses, in the February killing of Riley, who was 22 in Athens, Georgia, sat through his second day in trial in the Athens County Court on Monday, November the 18th. And among several forensics evidence and witness testimonies, prosecutors presented this recording I told you about of the call between Ibarra and his wife, Leyland Franco, who is heard pressing him for answers about Riley. Mm-hmm. And this recording, everybody in the world is reporting mm-hmm. this, okay? In all the different news medias, NBC, CBS, Atlanta News First, et cetera. But during the call, his wife appeared agitated and raised her voice at him and said, "What happened with the girl?" She asked him, and this is according to all the news agencies. And Ibarra says, "Leyland, enough." And then the wife says about the testimony that's been in court, she's horrified at the forensics evidence found at the scene and her husband's conduct. She said that she thinks it's crazy that they don't have anyone else's DNA. They only have his. This is according to FBI specialist Albizus Ramirez, who translated the call from Spanish, and he's testifying in court.
Right.
And she says she doesn't understand how someone can see someone dying and not call 911.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the phone call that was recorded. So y'all, in case you living under a rock, Riley disappeared while out on a jog on the University of Georgia campus on February 22nd. And her body was found later the same day, and a coroner ruled she died from blunt force trauma. Now, the arrest affidavit accused the suspect of disfiguring her skull with an object in what authorities have said was a crime of opportunity, which is, like you see somebody force. running down the track, he thinks he's tracked for while you want to rape or whatever, you snatch her up, mm-hmm, right? And mm-hmm. then hit her in the head.
Mm-hmm.
So Ibarra was arrested shortly afterward and charged with physically hindering Riley from making a 911 call, which the affidavit, which further states he also dragged her body to a secluded area.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been charged with the murder, the kidnapping, the assault, basically rape, and hindering the 911 call, among other charges. And he had pled not guilty to the charges. So, you know, Lakeland Riley was a nurse and student at Georgia. But Monday's testimonies marked the second day of the trial, and it was already emotional for Riley's friends and families who sat through the recordings of her 911 call, as well as the stories of Ibarra's lack of remorse or concern, mm-hmm. right? Following his arrest, he was like, "I don't give a fuck." Right?
Yeah.
And the prosecution is expected to rest their case on Tuesday. And he is fucked. You know, then going back to like, there's several things like he was giggling when they took him in for, to, you know, arrest him, take him in for
things. Like he's
giggling about it. He described her final moment saying that, they described her final moment saying that she fought for her dignity. So it's horrible, right?
It's just
horrible. Hey, that dude is about to catch the heat from the justice. No plea bargain. He's about to catch the heat that he should catch.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let's see who's giggling now, motherfucker.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
He won't be giggling for long, I'm quite sure. Well, we'll go to...
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to 4 layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gift to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Another sexual abuse case in Southern California.
Today, yeah.
We are rolling.
I see you rolling.
I'm rolling. Yeah, I know.
I guess mine did have rape in it. But.
So this one's kind of short, but sick. A Southern California man is accused of drugging and sexually assaulting 9 women, one of whom died as a result of the drugs.
Nice.
Michael DiGiorgio is charged with murder, 3 counts of rape by use of a drug, 2 felony counts of sodomy by use of a drug, 5 felony counts of sexual penetration by use of a drug, jeez, and several other sexual misconduct-related charges. Prosecutors say that DiGiorgio abused the women after drugging them in his home in Hermosa Beach and Redondo Beach, California. The district attorney's office did not identify any of the women. Court records indicate that the murder charge is linked to a 2020 incident. And we don't know if he has entered a plea, but if convicted, he would face life in prison, and he's being, held in custody without bail. And obviously authorities believe that there's more victims and ask anyone with information to call their hotline, Redondo Beach Police at 714-863-2859.
I hope some lifer out there has information.
I hope so too. District Attorney George Gascon said, "I extend my deepest sympathy to the victims whose lives have been irrevocably changed and the life lost by the alleged brutal acts." Well, it's not alleged, by the brutal acts of the offender. Our office is committed to holding him accountable for the pain and trauma he has inflicted.
And I hope they do. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, California does, or at least they did have the death penalty. And, I mean, I don't know if you can get it for that, but, well, one of them died, so he could, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. I don't really, only because this involves this, and you'll understand in a second, this story is really going to get you.
Beast mode.
So, everybody loves their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Houdini?
Yeah, Houdini. Scram.
Jumped out the window. Yeah, Scram jumped out the window and shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure that motherfucker kept jumping out of windows. I don't need him around. I'm not saying I would kill him.
Right? I would just close windows, but okay.
Why you got to do that? You got to keep a fucking young fucking dog hostage? Like our dog, when I take her out at nighttime, if she runs off and she knows, if she doesn't come back in when I get ready to go back in, I just lock the door.
That poor baby ran off a couple times and learned her lesson the hard way.
Yeah, well, she still runs off for a little bit and goes around the backside of the building. And I call for her once. If she doesn't come, I go inside. And then later on, she'd be scratching the door like, please let me in.
And she runs back and forth from the front door to the, and she comes by my office. I see her little, and she's a little scratch on the door and then she goes.
But I'm not one that's going to chase after a dog.
No.
Now,
you're not gonna chase after anybody.
I have had to, unfortunately, in the line of duty, I've had to kill a couple dogs, and one because it was attacking me. Well, actually, they were all attacking. Some was SWAT team involved and stuff like that. You know, some dope dealers keep dogs. Mm-hmm. They put gunpowder in these dogs' food to make them even mean. They make them so fucking mean they can't stand themselves, and they put big chains on them and shit, and they set them up. Because if you're coming in to do a search warrant, they'll have time. You have to deal with the dog. I have time to flush the shit. Also, if a bad guy's coming in to rob them, they got to deal with the dog and whatever. Mm-hmm. But this isn't that kind of case. And I mean, I hated it, killing a dog. But I'm about to tell you a dude who didn't. All right? So the guy named Kevin Dismute said, "I don't care if you give me $10 or if you give me $10 million. You can't replace my dogs." And this dude's from Tennessee, and he is grieving the death of his 7 dogs who were shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy.
Oh.
While the owner and his wife were out to dinner. All right, so the plot thickens.
Yes.
Stay with me. On Monday, November the 4th, Kevin Dismuke and his wife left their home in McNary County to go to dinner. And when his wife returned to their home on Finger Leapwood Road, she called him with shocking news. She said, "Poe is dead," he said, referring to one of their pet dogs. And Dismuke said he went home and found all his dogs except for one were dead. They were told the property was abandoned and the dogs were malnourished, Dismuke added. And this Channel News 3 reports, I got veterinary paperwork in my truck from 3 weeks ago. They all had a clean bill of health then. Dismuke said a neighbor told him a deputy came to his house while he was gone and shot the dogs.
How does that make sense?
No, bro, listen. I told you about remember the story with the elderly lady whose own dog ate her?
Yeah.
I couldn't even shoot that dog.
No.
Because he was behind a fence at the time. The ones I had to shoot were actually attacking me.
Right.
And I thought, one, I shot that motherfucker that attacked me, and I thought I shot myself in the leg. That's, I mean, he literally, but thank God I didn't. But anyway, this deputy goes out there and shoots them all. So Dismuke and his family are heartbroken over the deaths of their beloved dogs. And according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, that's like Louisiana State Police, which launched an investigation on November 7th, the incident began when the McNary County Sheriff's Department received an animal welfare concern call on November the 4th. Then the incident unfolded when the deputy coroner, Bracken, 24, was sent to the home, and I can tell you where it's at, to check on the condition of the dogs living on the property. And for reasons under investigation, he fired his duty weapon, shooting and killing 7 dogs on the property. Now, according to the affidavit of complaint, some of the dogs were in campers, and Bracken loaded his service rifle and pistol and began firing into the campers at the dogs. Bracken fired 8 times while standing outside of the campers and multiple times standing inside of the campers prior to clearing the campers for occupancy.
So they're locked up.
Yeah, wait. You just missed what I said. He fired into the campers before he cleared them. They could have been kids in the campers.
That's true, too.
He's like, I hear dogs now. I'm shooting through the wall, but stick with me. Don't ask any questions yet. So he killed 7 dogs in total. And guess what? The incident was captured on his body camera footage.
Oh.
On Tuesday, November 12th, Tennessee Bureau Investigation agents obtained warrants for Bracken and charged him with 7 counts of aggravated animal cruelty and 8 counts of reckless endangerment. And the animal cruelty is obvious. The reckless endangerment is for shooting in the campers.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? So Bracken turns himself in and was booked into McNary County Jail, later release, you know, and he's got a court date. But he resigned from his job after the arrest. He had only worked at the sheriff's office for a little less than a month. And
I wonder if he had a psych evaluation.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Some of the smaller ones did. Oh, I'll tell you, we'll end it on that. That's a horrible story.
I have a surprise for you.
No, I don't want to do a surprise today. But hold on, that I had a train of thought. I got it. I probably shouldn't tell this, but I mean, you know what, I'm going to tell it anyway. I went for one of the pre-employment tests, and I won't say for what agency, and it was a lot of texture tests. Okay. And now, you know, for 20, 25 years, I've been state licensed board certified polygraphist. Mm-hmm. But back then I didn't know dick about it. And there was no internet. I actually bought a book on how to beat a lot of texture tests, and because you didn't have any other way to find out the information. And so I was all prepared and shit. And they go in, and I knew about the instruments, I know about everything. And I go in and I did my psych eval, right? And I took my drug test, and then I kept waiting on this fucking polygraph, kept waiting. And I can't believe I'm telling the story. Kept waiting, and I got done. They were like, okay, you can go. I'm like, don't I have to take a lie detector test? Because I'm going to get called back for it, right? And she was like, oh, yeah, you do. Come here. And she sat me down in front of this computer, and she said, there's like 50 questions. You answer them yes or no. She said, but you got to tell the truth, because the computer knows if you lied. I'm like, yes, motherfucker, score. I'm like, okay, no worries. I'm going to tell the truth.
Oh, my God.
I won't tell you what it was I lied about. It wasn't about fucking kids or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
I just remember that.
I have never heard that story.
Yeah, I just remember that after all those years, talking about psychovals and all that. And whatever your surprise is.
It's five questions.
All right. Yeah.
All right. It's a Thirsty Thursday quiz.
Thirsty Thursday.
All right. You're going to have...
And when she says surprise, it truly is a surprise.
I have to surprise him or he just...
Or I'd have been like, fuck it, just like I did. Just, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. So I kind of have to start mixing it up. Like I have a Wicked Wednesday or a...
Go ahead. Let's please...
Please get
please
done
advance
with the,
let's get this shit over with.
You have multiple choice for each one.
All right.
Which famous criminal mastermind was known for running illegal speakeasies during Prohibition?
Al Capone.
All right. In 2017, an increase in violence in nightlife districts across the U.S. led to investigations into bars using what type of illegal practice to stay open later? So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, A,
choices.
Unlicensed gambling. B, serving alcohol to minors. C, selling fake IDs. Or D, over-serving patrons.
Wait, but read the question again. I thought you said that they got to stay open late because they beat a law.
So, in 2017, an increase in violence in nightlife districts across the U.S. led to investigations into bars using what type of illegal practice to stay open later?
So it's illegal practice there. And that's not like they were doing something that was legal to stay open later to sell more alcohol. So what are the choices again?
Unlicensed gambling, serving alcohol to minors, selling.
It's not going to be unlicensed. Well, that would be
are over serving patrons.
I mean, if it's kids doing it, it'd be the fake license, but I guess it all boils down to over serving patrons.
You are correct. Right. What infamous incident known as the Happy Land Fire occurred in a Bronx nightclub in 1990, resulting in the deaths of 87 people and highlighting concerns over bar safety regulations?
Go ahead.
Was it an arson attack, a shooting, a riot, or a stampede? The name of it is a Happy Land Fire.
Yeah, I remember. I know it's obviously arson, but I think that some of the escape doors were chained or something in that case, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it was arson.
Yes. Yeah. In 2014, a bar in Texas was the site of a deadly shooting that left multiple people dead. What was the name of the bar which was frequented by the local community? Was it the Alibi, the Blue Moon, the Mugs Away Saloon, or the Bison Bar?
I don't know. I've never heard of this one, but I'll give you a guess. Read them to me again.
The Alibi, the Blue Moon, the Mugs Away Saloon, or the Bison Bar?
Alibi.
Actually the Mugs Away Saloon. I mean, that's hard. I mean, it's Texas 2014.
Yep.
Last question.
I thought you said five.
This is the fifth question.
All right.
The term bar brawl refers to fights that occur in drinking establishments.
Mm-hmm. I've been involved in about 1,000 of them on the cop side and the human side.
This is the silly question. What is often cited as the primary contributing factor to these altercations? Is it disagreements over sports, excessive alcohol consumption,
yes,
poor service, or bad music?
Definitely excessive alcohol consumption. Well, thank you. And
I know that look in your eyes. He's going to say no more of those.
You just do what you do. And we'll get through it.
It's just a few minutes of torture.
You're right. All right. So I hope y'all enjoyed whatever that's called. You got to name this.
Thirsty Thursday Trivia.
All right. Hope y'all enjoyed that and hope you enjoyed the show. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. You rock. Justice for Haley. Go listen to it. Your Patreon of Convict. Holy smokes. We just put up how many more?
Oh my, yesterday? I can't, I don't have a count.
There are so many videos. What you hear on the episodes is kind of cut and clipped
snippets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you would call it, but all the full length shit is locked up for Patreon of Convicts and you can't share it. But I want you to go watch it and get pissed because we can only put so much in an episode.
Well, and also
I pick out what goes in, mm-hmm. And because it's pertinent to what I'm going to do later on, but there's nothing that I'm leaving out. It's not like fucking the TV shows that we worked for before that, where they make it jaded one side of shit. This right. is legit shit.
And when you see the videos, it's obviously completely different than hearing the audio. You know?
Yeah. I mean, well, when I describe a murder scene, you can have that in your head all you want to until you see it.
Yes.
And even me, when Miss Barbara and them were telling me about it and I was asking about the apartment. I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I had them drawing out the apartment and everything before I saw it. Mm-hmm. And what I had, the picture I had in my head was totally different than what the actual picture was.
Exactly.
So but anyway, y'all go check it out. You want to be a Patreon or convict, go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime, be a convict, download the Real Life Real Crime community app for free from the app store. It's got everything we do in it. I answer there first. It's got our merch, everything else, all the episodes, and it's pretty much love. And we're the only ones that edit it.
Yes. Since you mentioned the merch, there's been an uptick in people purchasing merch, which shows me that they're happy with the product. But I can create any product that you want. So please tell us. Yes, send me an email, Cindy at Real Life Real Crime. And you want something, I will make it and put it in the store.
Yeah, like Kimmy.
That's exactly right.
She's always posting pictures with her and she's all like, around the world. With her
literally. And she's like, I need this, and this. And boom, it's there. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you. Hey, if you can't be a Patreon convict, we totally get it.
Yes.
And just thank you for liking and listening and sharing. We love all lifers. And I'm your host, Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.